Today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we are talking about how buyers can leverage their position in this economy. Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Thank you so much for joining me. I am Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, and I am a real estate agent in the Seattle, Washington area. But if you're not from Seattle, this podcast is still for you. I want you to know that. You can still learn all the ins and outs of buying a home from this podcast. Yes, in Seattle, we may use some different terms, but in the end, buying a house is buying a house. So wherever you are in the United States, this program can help you out. And in fact, if this is your first time tuning in, I'm going to direct you to the first 10 episodes of this podcast. The first 10 episodes are essentially a step-by-step how to buy a home guide. The first 10 episodes is the audio form of a little ebook guidebook that I have that I send out to people. And if you want one, I can send one to you. Guidebook called The Ultimate Guide to Buying a Home. If you would like that, just send me an email. Just send me an email to Silas at SilasGetsReal.com and just write in that email, say, Silas, I would love to get that buyer's guide. And by the way, I'm also from this city. Just tell me what city you're from. I'm trying to keep track of where I'm sending this out to. And then down the road, I'll have, you know, I can have better things for each area. And also, if you are in a different area than Seattle, I likely have an agent that I can connect you with. If you don't already have a real estate agent, I have a network of buyer's agents to help you find a home. People that I vet personally to make sure they're going to be cool. So, I've connected them to people all over Orlando, Arizona, California, just all over the place. So just let me know if you're looking. Email me at Silas, at SilasGetsReal.com. And yeah, or you can text me 206-351-9230. If you're locally, you'd be hooked up with me, of course. I'm an active agent in the Seattle, Washington area. And that's it. But today's episode is number 23. It's titled How a Buyer Can Leverage Their Position in This Economy. Now, so let's get to it. So here's the thing. I took a week off of doing this, trying to watch things, see what's going on. You know, like everybody else, this low level just stress going on. If you're listening to this later, in like years later, I try to make all the content evergreen, but you know, I can't really deny what's going on out there right now. We've got the COVID-19 virus going around. We have the economy, the stock market's down quite a bit. A lot of people not working. A lot of people are working. There's a lot of people, like my wife is a medical assistant. She goes out. She's out there nearly in the front lines, rather than the second line. And she's working. There's a lot of programmers, people from home. Like, I'm surprised actually how many people are still able to work from home now. The point being, though, there are still people trying to buy a home, and I can't forget about that. And I can't, all around the country, people are, you know, the reactions are different, and some people still need to buy a home. You know, it doesn't, if you're still working and you foresee yourself still working and you needed a third bedroom, you still need that third bedroom home, right? Your lease is still ending. You need to go somewhere. So I have to be out here and how to talk about what's going on. And ultimately, here's the thing. Some people have asked me, should I buy now? And I spoke about this on the last episode, episode 22. Three of the last five economic recessions, the housing prices were not affected by. Again, three out of the five last recessions, housing prices were not affected. Housing prices don't correlate to the economy all the time. So You can be watching your local area. Some places can't see homes right now. Some people can only do virtual tours. In Washington, I can schedule you appointments, and we can go. Two people allowed on the property at one time. I'm personally only one to look at vacant properties. Just I think for safety right now. But this is also a good time to buy. Not just because, especially in my market. So depending on your market, most markets in the country were seller's markets before this started. There's not many that are switching that weren't already there, right? So like we only have a month and a half of inventory in the Seattle, Washington area. So there's people that need to buy a home. So now that more people are staying home, they're getting more aggressive and getting out there. But what I want to get into about this is how you can actually save some money buying a home right now. People are nervous. Sellers are nervous. Sellers are nervous about whether this is going to sell, whether it's true or not. You know, there used to be a time that you expected your home to be on the market for maybe 6 months. In fact, the standard listing contract defaults to 6 months in the Northwest MLS that I'm involved in. So we used to expect homes to take a few months to sell. It's just the last few years that they've been selling on a weekend, right? So when a seller sees that all other homes were going over a weekend and theirs sits on the market for a couple weeks, they get nervous. They're nervous like, what if it's the house? Do we overprice? Is it the economy? What's going on? Right now you can utilize that because not everyone can go see a house right now, right? And some people are nervous. And I think you have to decide, are you nervous about your job? Things should be coming back to normal this summer, right? And if you're in a position that you're like, you know, I don't have anything to worry about. My job's going to keep on trucking. It's going to be annoying for a few months. And then, but I want this place. Go out there, like you do all the virtual, just do the virtual showings as you can. Look around the neighborhood on Google, everything you can. Then go drive around the neighborhoods, see if you actually want that area. And then as your last thing, go and look in the house with an agent. And, you know, be very careful going in, you know, take a look around. And if it is a house you like, it's no different than normal. In the last few years, you basically got to walk into a house once and decide if you want to buy it or not. Maybe you could even walk through it twice this right now. You know, I mean, I don't want to, but you can. So, and not only that, don't offer list price right now. I mean, why not? If they're not getting a bunch of offers, if the house has been on the market a couple of weeks already, absolutely do not put it in at market. See what, or list it. The listing price. See what it's, you know, get your agent, figure out what it's worth normally, and then just go under a little. I'll tell you, this is how I got my house. I bought my house, it closed in November of 2018. So I put the offer in like in October. So in about mid-September of that year, there was a slight slowdown. Like in the neighborhood I bought, every house was going first weekend for like 3 years. Right. So then there was this little slowdown where we were getting ready to buy, we started seeing all of these homes in our price range that were sitting on the market for like a month, and they were dropping prices. Most of them, like, you know, they were at the 550 range and they dropped to 525. So when I went in, we went the first weekend this house went on the market. Went on the market on Thursday. We viewed it on Friday. Did some others. And I put an offer in on Sunday. $25,000 less than the listing price. And they took it. And they took it because what was happening was sellers were panicking. They didn't know if we had hit the plateau in Seattle. And that's why everything was not selling. So anybody getting offers was excited and they took it. How much did they need to sell for? I don't know. But But I will tell you this. I can guarantee if that house had went on the market 3 months before or 3 months after, there's no way I would have got it at the price. I probably would have went over asking, like, for real. So I want you to use that right now. If you're in the market, go out there. Sellers really want to sell their house right now. Put in some extra contingencies. I mean, right now we're putting, you know, some sort of forces of nature clause in everything, acts of God kind of thing, as a contingency in case, you know, in case anything goes sour. You can even put in an offer you haven't looked at. If you haven't looked at the house yet, put an offer in contingent upon acceptance, contingent upon you getting to view the home and accepting it within 24 hours, something like that. So you don't even need to go into the house unless you want it. You could do that. I've heard of that happening. I've heard of that happening, and people are doing it because it's sort of like it's a win-win. You just, you know, they accepted your offer, then look at the house, and then just cancel it if you don't want it. At that point, if you do within 24 hours, you don't even need to have put earnest money in, most likely. So it's kind of a good thing to do. But definitely go, you know, just go in a little bit less. That's what I would do. I'm advising clients. I got somebody, my neighbor's house is for sale, and somebody was driving by. And so we were like 20 feet apart yelling at each other through, they were in the car. So I'm practicing social distancing. Okay. I was out cleaning the flowers and they were looking, I might be showing them the home and I might be getting them a good deal because I know the situation. I know that the neighbors need to sell. I know they want to sell. And they were not expecting this to happen. They should have listened to me before. When I said to sell earlier in the year before COVID came around, just because some economy things that I was like, I think you should sell right now. But yeah. Anyhow, I'm not the listing agent on that. They have their longtime friend. Anyway. I'm okay with that, though, just so you know, if you're worried about me, I am okay. People use their old friends. But that's how you can do it. Just think about the psychology of the seller right now. And even I know you may be thinking that when everything opens up, there'll be more houses. And I do think that'll be true. I think a bunch of people are waiting to list because they didn't want the number of days on the market. But think about this. When everyone's released from stay-at-home orders, they're all out house shopping too. And I'm betting house shopping is going to be allowed before other things are allowed. So it may be one of the few things people can do right away. So I'm not saying just to buy a house you don't like, but I'm saying if you find a house right now that you like, jump on it. It could be a good opportunity. Get it from a lower price than you normally would. Your agent will help you out with that. Okay? That's what I'm saying. If you have any specifics questions about a situation that you want to know about, you can also text me or email me. If you're represented, if you're not represented, it's easier for me if you're out of state or whatever. Otherwise, you know, I can only give you general info. But if you, that's the program. And so if you are in the Seattle, Washington area, anywhere in the Washington, greater Seattle, Bellevue, Marysville, whatever, please, I'd love to help you out in buying a house. Give me a text 206-351-9230 or email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. And of course, if you want that guidebook also, wherever you are, just send me that email. Let me know what city and state you're from. And of course, if you need an agent, let me know as well. But hey, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm gonna keep it going out because I know everyone still needs to buy a house and I got to be there for you. This is the bottom line. We're all in this together. They're all in this together. And we're going to get it all rolling again together. And house buying is a major component of this economy. So let's do it. Happy house shopping.